Classic Rock 92.1's Elton John, 22 minutes away from 8 o'clock. We got 39 degrees, looking for high today of 54. Kelly's on the other side of town. Social distancing continues here on the radio station. How you doing, Kelly?
I'm fine. I never know what you're going to come up with.
I wasn't prepared
for that one.
That was Mick Jagger, you know, when he did Far Away Eyes on the radio station.
That's Mick Jagger.
That's what I said.
I said, yeah, he can get away with it.
Well, I was just imitating him. The radio station.
There he goes. That's a little... He gave it your all that time. There it was. So, no cottage cheese calls, huh?
No, I'm afraid not. Sorry.
All right, gee. I'm not...
Darn!
I'm not surprised, I will say. I like talking about cottage cheese. All right. So if you still, you can, but good thing.
There must be nothing else for us to do. I
know. We're losing our minds a little bit. Uh-huh. No, I actually, I do have something to talk about. It's kind of serious and also gives you a little insight into what it's like to get tested for the coronavirus, because I did yesterday. Now, there's a reason for that. I was supposed to come back into the studio yesterday. We decided that after I traveled to Northern California, got back 2 weeks ago, that would be the safety measure to put in place to have me here for 2 weeks and then return to the studio, right?
Right. That's correct.
Okay. But then Sunday night, right as it's coming to a close, the 2 weeks, I start to feel some strange symptoms. And I had a fever and a little short of breath, but not full on, but enough to where you told me that I had to tell you if I felt anything weird at all.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's the rules in the building. So why don't you talk about that?
Our company policy basically is that if you're exhibiting symptoms or you're feeling sick, we cannot have you in the building. And as long as you are healthy and you're not exhibiting symptoms and you're not getting a fever or any of those things and you haven't traveled to places where COVID-19 is much more prevalent than it is here, we ask you to stay home. And at this point, we would like to have you back in the office. So we wanted to just err on the side of caution, especially for all our coworkers, that that Kelly would get tested. So she agreed to do that yesterday. And thank you for doing it. I know it was very brave of you. And I appreciate that more than you know. Okay.
Well, it was brave and also, not easy. I mean, we hear stories about people wanting to get the test. And how do you get a test? And I will tell you, it wasn't like you just call up and say, I want a test. I mean, I did have to go first through my primary doctor, and I did tell them the symptoms. And I think, like you said, it was the kicker that I had been in Northern California, a hotbed, mm-hmm. hotspot, that kind of put it over the edge. But even then, they said, okay, we'll make an appointment for you. This is for yesterday to go possibly have the test. So the first thing I did was I went and I told them the symptoms again. Now, again, I wasn't really feeling them as strongly as I had the other night, but it was enough to where they gave me the test for flu. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's when they stick the swab, up your nose and, with a rubber hose. No, it didn't
feel... Off in air.
It did not feel good, but I'm like, oh, gosh, that was horrible. Anyway, she's like, well, let me go take this out now, and then we'll determine. I'll make some calls and determine whether or not we're going to proceed and get you tested for COVID-19. So, mm-hmm. again, it's not like you just walk in and you do it. They really take a lot of steps.
They do a lot of personal inventory, Kelly. I mean, do they spend a lot of time, asking all, a boatload of questions besides the obvious ones?
Well, yes, are your symptoms? And that would be a cough, in which I don't have a cough. So that that's off the charts. But I did have, like I said, a little shortness of breath. I had a fever, diarrhea. I hate to say it, but they ask you that. And yep. That is one of the things they ask you about. Also, just fatigue. I was feeling very, very fatigued, extremely. But I also have anemia. So I'm going, I don't know. I don't know which one it is. You start to hear all the news reports and you wonder, is it your imagination? But because of the travel, that was the big thing that made them say, yes, we're going to test you for COVID-19. So I was in the room for probably about 20 minutes while they made that decision and made some phone calls and came back. And she said, okay, you thought the flu swab was bad. Yeah, this is not going to be pretty. You know, they warn you, okay?
Wow.
So, man, oh, man. They put that swab, you know, way up into your sinuses. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have never felt anything like that before in my life. I mean, it was the longest 15 seconds I've ever had. And, you know, she's kind of holding my hand, you know, with her gloved hand and holding on to mine. But, man, oh, man, that was something else.
So walking in here, did you have to, like, get gowned up and stuff? Did you have to?
They met me in the parking lot. I called them when I pulled up. They came out with a mask and gave it to me. And then I was able to park and walk in and wear the mask at all times.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so not gowned up. No, just the mask. And then, of course, you got to pull it down to have the thing stuck up your nose. Oh, my God.
What?
Again, you can't imagine.
Where?
That pain.
Where?
Oh, my goodness. So they say that in 36 to 72 hours, we'll get some results. But I was ordered to come back home and not leave. And also my boyfriend said that he has to stay put here as well. So if we need any groceries, we need anything, it's got to be delivered until the results come back. Okay. So as of now, you know, we're working on maybe about 18 hours. So it'll be either tomorrow or the next day or the next day. She said, you know, it could be up to a week, but she said the average time now is 36 to 72 hours.
Well, that's good. All right. Hopefully everything is the all clear and that would be wonderful. So we're hoping to pray for you. Okay. Really?
Of course you are. I know. So, but like I said, I don't want people to think that I just called up and said, oh, I work at the radio, you know,
No.
It was a lot of procedures to follow to get the test. So I feel for all of you out there who maybe want to get one. I know it's not that easy.
Yeah, and our company certainly is trying to be diligent for everybody concerned. And we, you know, we are a 24-hour, 365-day-a-year business, and we have to keep running. So, you know, and while Kelly is doing it remotely, there's certainly the possibility that once this quarantine gets even further, we may all have to do our shows from home, which will be very interesting to say the least. So we'll work that. We'll get to that bridge we'll burn that bridge when we get to it. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. So Kelly, thank you for your transparency. Really appreciate that. And a lesson for everybody. Okay. So,
okay.
And we'll definitely keep you up to date as of Kelly's condition and let you know what our next steps are here on the radio station.
Classic Rock 92.1.